3, 4. Hello, hello, hello. Okay. As Amy goes on thanking Susie, we have to leave this scene. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday night, 9, to find out the answers to these and other questions. Will Amy get home somehow? Will Bruce Queen have to wear a truss for the rest of his life? Will Ashley and Cliff get a business license? Will Todd buy some clothes? Will I still be stuck here doing this? Will our writer come up with some decent lines? For the answer to these questions, join us next Wednesday night. Blah, blah, blah.
It's to see incredible shrinking, man.
Hello, hello.
Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on Horn.
Okay, come on, be quiet. Meanwhile, as Amy unpacks the surfers, Tommy Tubes and Sandy Shores from... Oh, man. From across the hall. Yeah.
Started again.
Start from there.
From that point, 1, 2, 3.
Okay. We are now going to start from the narrator's line.
Thank you very much. Ugh, what's that pop?
That's Wow, that's our school too.
The door open and close. You can literally slam it really hard. All right,
starting from...
I gotta start over.
See it? Okay. Starting over.
Ech, what's that pot?
Take
3.
Take 5.
All right, start from thank you. Thank you, Bert.
Indeed. Well, as a matter of fact, I wasn't expecting a female roommate. But it is my...
What the fuck is that line?
Unbearable. Where? But it won't be unbearable.
Can we is my
I'm not quite sure what I said when I was supposed to say as he looks at the front of the
you're door. Okay.
You're okay as he looks about
okay,
the door.
Okay, we'll take it from Todd's indeed well as
what
a matter of fact.
But it isn't unbearable.
That's not it is unbearable. Yeah. But there's another word, it's not so bad. It's bad, it's not bad.
I couldn't read that.
Well, is that a apostrophe?
Okay.
Okay. Where do you want to take it from?
Indeed.
All right. Hold it.
Quiet.
Todd's line.
Bye, Pete.
As Todd, Ashley, and Cliff go at it, Amy has just gone to see Mr. Dahlstrom.
What can I... No.
Shut up!
Started with the narrator.
Back to the narrator.
Hi. You just want to say it again, Don.
Yes.
You want me to recue the card? I think we got enough.
Narrator's line, page 11.
I don't
want to edit all that out.
Yeah, the knives that go in.
Shut
up.
Okay. The bangs of bling wom wom.
Engineers and we're okay. We work all night and we drift all day.
Come on, cut this out.
The calendar says duty. Stay rolling!
Well,
whenever you do something like that, whenever anyone does anything like that, just have the narrator go, we now have an awkward silence, and then I'll remember that.
Okay.
Poor Amy goes down the hall to go to the restroom, feeling lost, confused, and very depressed. After going through the ordeal, she glances at her... Oh, fuck.
Stand by for narrator, take 2.
Wait, do we have an extra script from the feet?
Now that we're stopped.
Yeah, but you gotta call because you got dial tone.
Wait a minute.
How?
Dial a single number.
Oh, it's baking in here. Don't we have any air conditioning?
Oh,
Star!
Page 14, narrator's line.
Keep the sound effects, Mike, quiet it down until after I've got the...
We got it! Okay. Start talking!
Don't choke the gopher.
Yeah.
Who's there?
It's me, Bruce Queen. I play nose guard.
Oh, just a minute.
Oh,
Wait, yeah, sorry about that. Sorry about that. I got you covered. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Forgive me, Uncle.
Don't forget, there's too many people talking.
Quiet! Open the door right. Who's there?
Shh!
Are we starting?
Are you quiet?
Pete says it's supposed to go on the speakerphone.
It is not supposed to go on the speakerphone.
This is a fucking door opening.
It's not even going to go on the speakerphone, so don't worry about it.
Okay. Oh,
we just expanded to a 3-hour
top of
series.
15. Are you ready? Shh. Dude can play at that game. On a BA.
Okay.
Are you
ready? No, please, Ron.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Avivia, you should talk.
Who's there?
It's me, Bruce Queen.
I
play.
I know, I know. I'll be ready in just a minute. How do I look?
Pretty as a cheerleader. What's that perfume you're wearing?
It's called Come to Me.
Funny, it don't smell like Come to Me.
Excuse me. Hello?
Hold it.
I gotta get down here quick.
Ron, what are you being a butt for?
Why don't we do that over again?
Ron gets that way.
Thanks, Rolling!
Top of page 15.
Farm.
Who's speaking?
Amy, will you ready?
Amy and Bruce drive to Flat Tortillas. What is the thing?
Local Mexican.
Is that what that says? It looks like meat.
I figured saying
one try mine.
Start from the narrator's line.
Narrator's line, page 16.
Only wants me to eat raw meat. It makes me want to kill on the field. Coach likes for me to want to kill.
Well, so, man, I recommend something else?
No, I'll have two flat tortillas.
Two? Okay, so, and what would you like, Mom?
I'd like to have a taco and a tamale.
You two...
I heard Hudson.
Hudson, the engineer, is not supposed
you
to
miss,
laugh.
You missed Gatorade.
I missed the Gatorade line because it's so screwed.
Okay, let's do that whole thing over.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
Oh, you want me to start?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, you would... you would... Now you would. Okay, it's now you... Now would you two... Now would you two care for...
Eliminate now. Would you two care for something?
Okay, would you two care
for... Okay. Bruce lies curled up in a heap on the floor. The unbelievably scared Amy thanks her savior.
How...
Hold it.
What's that?
We're not evil cooties.
Is everyone ready?
Are you on my way?
Do your headphones work?
We're rolling.
Mark.
Pete's getting madder now.
Somebody's gonna have to shoot that down and for effect.
Somebody's gonna have to cue me.
Hey, you can't bump the table. Yeah, you can't bump the table like that. We're getting rumble off this.
Somebody gonna cue me? Just.
Okay, you ready, Warful?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here, good.
Wait.
Ashley goes out to get some more dirt. Well.
Just do another take. Just keep.
Oh, yeah.
Take it all over.
Stop tape.
What was the problem?
Well, I guess I'll call Susie and see if she can go tonight. I sure hope she can.
I'm fine. I got all ready for tonight, just in case Tommy's not.
What do you mean?
Hold it.
Two,
Too many papers turning.
Sorry.
The door is supposed to still be open, too.
Yeah, the door's still open.
You know, you missed a ding in there.
When do I shut it? What's the I know.
After Susie says sounds thrilling, we all walk out.
Okay, and then do I press the door?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so we'll wait a couple seconds, then I'll shut the door.
Okay, what? Yeah. Okay, you get ready to start at the top of page 7 and just read your last line. And
sounds
then you
thrilling.
Do.
Who comes in after that?
That's right here. The narrator comes in
hey,
after
Randy,
that.
Hey, Randy, wait till I shut the door.
You go through the just in case Tommy's not lying.
Thrilling.
Okay.
And turn your pages quietly.
Okay. Sounds thrilling.
Ready?
This helps me talk more like me.
Really?
The four arrive at Wyoming De Oro, and they pick out a place with a nice view of the ocean.
Hey, Amy, let's go for a walk down the beach.
Hold it, the van is still running.
Gotta take that over.
Randy, yeah, do your line over, because the van shouldn't be running. Your line.
I'm hanging on.
Oh, that's
hey,
him.
Okay, hey, you know, goat never told me about that.
Okay, no, we gotta take it.
You gotta really talk loud.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, no, goat never told me about that. One of them things
okay,
there.
Are you ready to go? Wait, we're not in the dance.
We gotta start with the narrator's line, because okay. The narrator has to redo his line in the page before.
We're gonna do egg beater.
You gonna start the record?
What's that?
Hey, not too loud, guys.
Ready?
Egg beater. Okay, page 8.
No, nobody's gonna.
It now comes time.
Yeah, right, do that.
Shh! Quiet! Come on, you guys, quit bringing your fingers.
Okay, quiet on set.
It now comes time to leave Amy, Sandy, Tommy, and Susie, along with the rocking van, and see how Bruce and Clem are doing at the dance.
Hey, Bruce, look at that one over there!
As he points, good gracious! A disgusting napkin, please!
How is the mix? There's an olive.
Right.
You want me to just say, hey, Bruce, look at that one over there?
Yeah.
Okay, roll. Make all the noise. Get
everything.
Don't spit anyway. Okay, well, make it sound the same way it was before.
That was so hot.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Okay.
I don't know what that squeak was.
I need to cut his last line.
You think you can
I didn't cut it, did I? Let me do it again.
Just say, are now discussing what to do with it.
Oh no, discussing what to do with it.
Don't tell me, the Rangers are going to kick us out. Oh well, I'll go see what they want. Ashley and Cliff, what are you guys doing here?
Wait. You want to do a retake and have the door open and then have them say Ashley and Cliff?
The card deck isn't working, that's what I'm giving.
Okay, great. Just keep the tape on. Okay, now just transfer to the other cart deck, have the door knock, and then
surf them. Well, we just skip the door open.
We can do this. Here, slide that.
That's too loud.
That's a van door.
That's way too loud.
Yeah. Well, just do it quietly.
Okay, I guess
the cart deck is 8.
Okay, let me take my line over again.
From where?
Don't tell me the Ranger.
Okay.
Hey, George! Start over.
Hey, by the way, don't forget to, Pete, don't forget to ask me how...
Yeah.
You know, you may ask me how...
Yeah, I got that written down.
Okay.
I had it written down. How, Bruce, how?
Yeah, you're supposed to say how.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to take the narrator again, or do you want to just...
Right after Susan's, I think I'm going to faint. Do we want to take the narrator again or go straight
in? No, we can go straight in.
Okay, Lynn, don't forget your sound effects there.
Since we keep.
Oh.
What's that music? It sounds familiar.
Wait a minute. We can't have bubbly. This is on the surface. Okay. We want to start echoes over?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. You just can grab in the middle. It's a little loud. Come on.
Surf.
Yeah, we need surf because Sandy's on the surface.
Screams. Let's go see what's happening.
I hope nothing happened to Sandy. He was my date tonight.
Say, man, there's Sandy lying on the beach.
There's no sir.
Cue up this record. Trying to get this stopped.
Okay, now start to see.
I guess we're ready.
I think I'm.
I'm awkward silence. Yes.
Okay, I realize that.
Remember to when they're going back.
Okay.
Okay, who's you gonna faint?
I'm gonna faint.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna faint.
Wait,
I.
Faint some more, so now you can go.
Okay. Oh. Why doesn't he? Okay, wait. Why don't I say Amy proceeds to faint and then he drops?
It doesn't matter. Just do it now.
Sorry, Charlie.
Hold it. Now we need a car starting.
Sir.
Kill it.
Hey, car start for me again.
Hey, the mic's all wet.
Okay, you ready? Car start.
You want me to the carrying one to the beach again?
No, that was fine.
Okay.
Okay. Now, okay. Just start the car and then keep. After about 5 seconds, one of you point to Amy.
Of course not. Actually, it's a minor wound. Just one day in here and you'll be good as new. Let's just roll you up and get you cleaned up.
The nurse takes Sandy inside and tells the gang that he will be groggy until morning. They decide to go back to the dome and... What?
Return.
First cut. Through one whole
well,
thing.
And Kim, wait a minute. Kim, why don't you retake your line? You don't roll somebody up. You roll
somebody up. No, I was about to say. From of course not. Well, you gotta get closer.
No, okay, I'll get closer.
The closer you get.
It's me.
Amy said Susie are here. I think. What?
And you're finding out the two of them are there. You're gonna
Amy
get the hell out
Susie
of there.
Are here.
Amy and Susie.
Bye, Breeze.
Bye.
Go ahead. Take four.
Bye, Bruce.
No, bye, Bruce.
What is it, boy, Bruce?
B U Y spells bye, Carly. Most
dictionaries. Not in the Orphan Amy dictionary.
Say, hey, man, does anybody want a beer?
Indeed. I could go for...
Cut.
I didn't have
his mic was
right
potted down, so he didn't hear it. Sir, over his line.
So say, hey, man, go for a beer right in there.
Okay. You see what's up here?
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure you can leave with you.
Five.
No, let me know. I'm not on for a while.
Yeah.
What line are you from?
Narrator doesn't have anything for a while.
Just back from my trip, I went on to say the group breaks up and decides to what? I can't even read this. The group breaks up and decides
to meet
at 9.
The group breaks up and decides to meet at 9 in the morning. Okay.
Are you up yet, Tommy?
Tommy.
You want me to try it again?
Wake up, Tommy, please.
Give me a knock.
You want the knock?
I know.
You want the door open?
No, I can just take my lunch. No, come on in. I will be up soon enough anyway.
You can't give a line off that because you have to say it.
Okay.
It has to be obscene.
Wait, try it again. Try it from the knock. Try it from the knock.
It's a hot line.
Go.
Okay, the knock. Okay, hold it.
Hey, look out! You're sitting on my foot!
Indeed. As a matter of fact, someone has their foot up my butt.
Hey, get your arm out of my face!
Oh, wow, Tommy. Look out for that car.
I see it.
Miraculously, they arrive at the hospital without being involved in...
I'm sorry.
You guys don't need Carla for anything else. In the script, do you?
I don't think so.
No.
Mark, I can't get the card.
Why we let, yes, miraculous. Why don't we let Mike be question mark?
Miraculously.
That's what it says in the script.
The car machine's not letting it go.
The car machine ate it.
They're always scared. Every week. Yeah. Every week.
And don't forget next week when we will have the car machine working.
We're going to start over from car screech.
We're going to start over. We're going to start over from barging and moving around inside the van, okay?
What?
We're going to start over from Sandy Shore's line, hey, look out.
Yeah.
Okay, now when Cliff Drago's, oh wow, Tom, look out for that car. Okay.
Pause and turn.
There's a car, yeah, there's a car screech.
What is Sandy Shore doing in the car?
Are you going to...
No, he isn't.
That's Susie Swiss Cheese. That's Susie Swiss Cheese.
That's supposed to be me.
Yeah.
Like, they can't be taking him. Hey, wait a minute. What's Sandy doing in the van?
That's Susie Swiss Cheese.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
This was Schweiner writing this.
Why is Sandy in the van?
He's not. Yeah.
Susie Swiss Cheese.
Okay. After his line.
Yeah, Sandy Shore's in the van.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait.
Get out of here, somebody.
Okay. Hey, after your line, Mark. Look out for that car. We've got a car screech, and then you go. I see it. Or do you want? Okay.
Wait. Are we gonna do?
Okay. Car screech. After you say I see it. Okay. We'll have a car screech, and then the narrator. We don't want to kill you. Okay.
Okay. Does Mark know his line?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, look out, you're sitting on my foot.
Get your armpit out of my foot.
No.
Todd.
Good morning, Ron. That's going to be a hell of an outfit.
It's 9:12 on the Central Coast, and you're listening to...
Will you stop getting 2 miles away from the microphone and then shout out?
Yeah, hell, they crowd around, and they try to... and they
squeeze in.
First time I've ever heard you argue about crowding around girls,
Ron. Okay, just a sec. Ready?
Hey, look out, you're sitting on my foot.
Indeed. As a matter of fact, someone has their foot up my butt.
Hey, get your armpit out of my fist.
Oh, wow, Tommy. Look out for that car.
I see it. Don't worry.
Miraculously, they arrive at the hospital without being involved in any major accidents.
I said miraculously.
I just didn't wait.
You're
cute, Brandy.
You're talking over the skid marks.
One more time.
We'll wait 100 seconds while the car
passes. I'll slap in the back and go to
Hello, 1-2. Alright.
No, ready? From first, you see.
Yes.
Okay, Susie's first.
The page is turning. I've got to go. Be real quiet on the pages.
I can not just chop
my okay, turn.
Just a sec.
As the page turns.
Okay. Elevator noise and then
what
the
about
narrator.
The crashing wheelchairs and the adult?
Yeah, that's coming.
Okay, just a sec. Elevator noise and
crash
then.
Crash jet.
Give me a cue.
Okay.
Well, I'm out of here.
We don't have any sound effects of the. Oh, well.
We have them.
Quiet.
Stop. Bradley has another.
Wait a minute. I gotta figure out what to say here first. They kill the tape. This is gonna take.
Stupid.
Lines
on the page.
I've heard of having half parts, but
what page is that? 7.
What a prank.
We'll get a real script.
It's not there.
It's not there.
What we got?
Shimmer is a floor wax. Shimmer is a dessert topping.
Where's the original one? Is there another Amy line on the bottom?
Dessert topping.
Is there another Amy line?
I'll put this on your mop and on your butterscotch pudding.
Stitches isn't much.
Okay, remember I say. I'm scarred for life. You say
that's it. Don't get out here again. We'll
put the thing.
We'll kill you from the.
You don't need the script. This is
let's go.
They told you to remember that because it wasn't on the script.
Remember
you were going to have to say into the microphone. Right?
Susie said 11.
Shut up, okay?
What am I supposed to say?
I say that, and you say 11 stitches isn't much.
Okay.
Oh,
it's
all
my fault.
Just let her say
okay.
It. We can just chop it all up. Just
okay.
Oh wow! Hey, where's the nurse? Give me a nurse.
You quit the hell out of that.
Where's the crab?
Someone destroyed the station.
Look like our signal.
Stop working.
Lily, you put the hell out of that.
I was laughing on Oh Wow, Where's the Nurse? So go for Oh Wow, Where's the Nurse? Because okay. I was laughing.
Okay, yeah. Wait, isn't the crash still going on when I
no.
say that, though?
No, just go ask.
Line is off the page.
you and Sandy get over there.
What?
Wait, let Kim in there with Sandy.
When do you want the Indian?
Not yet. We'll tell you. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Shh.
That's what you say.
Clem. Did we get the Indian?
I could use an ashtray about now.
You forgot the ding.
Do it again.
It's okay. We've got spits to put in there.
That one's so sounds different.
Hit the ashtray.
Yeah.
Right
here.
Hit
the can.
How's it sound? Wait,
this is different.
Yeah. No, hit the sound.
Okay, do it all the way.
Hang on, man.
Are you done with your visit already, Sandy?
Yeah, we just...
Wait, Sandy's in the hospital.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Are you...
Yeah, we decided to split... Sandy...
The gang returns to the dorm and Sandy starts to...
Back to peace riding.
Yeah, what the heck does that say?
Sweep, scrape. Scrape.
Sleep off his medication.
Sleep! Ha ha, I had that one.
Well, what's everybody else been up to?
Well, they've been drinking beer from Ashley and Cliff's machine and brushing ashes off the cliff.
Well, what the hell's wrong with Cliff?
Sorry.
Who's rubbing something?
Sorry.
What?
What?
We're about to get emotionally involved.
Humorous. All right.
Okay, ask what the hell's wrong with Cliff again.
Okay,
what's wrong with
him? Well, he ran into an ashtray in the hospital and really did himself in.
It's your editing job.
ZBS Mystery Theater presents How We Ever Got This on the Air.
Try this again. Well, he ran into an ashtray in the hospital.
What's wrong?
Just get out of here.
Shimmer is a floor wax.
And the dessert topping. All right, come on. Essential fondue points
to KCPR, San Luis Obispo. We need them. That's KCPR, Graphic Arts Building, SLO, California.
Yeah, look, we're going to run out of hair.
My hair is green, my face is blue, and my lips are yellow.
CBS told me to tell you the right colors. You'll never see them in our productions.
Excuse me.
I don't know, Tommy. I haven't read this yet. What's that say? I'm in love.
I'm in love with Amy.
Okay. Right.
No, Tommy.
What do you think about that issue?
Give me a buzz when I come in.
We need a door opening first.
Well, do it over again.
Well, he can't do it. He's got a next line.
Okay, we'll start from the door.
after he knocks, you open the door, but don't close it.
Choke. Why don't you leave it open and then shut it?
No, we need an opening, then we need a closing later.
You're a difficult part like that.
Wait, I'll tell you when to close it, okay?
Why don't you just
She's
knock on the
door? Knock on the door yourself.
Why don't you just knock on the door? Knock
where she's going, Mark.
I'll just put a bubble in a pile of water. Sorry, I'm strong.
I'm going to crack up.
As we leave,
record queued up? Is Slush queued up?
Probably not.
As we leave, any.
Wait, 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 wait.
I don't even.
He's
going to
fade out his questions, right?
I've got finally Willow Limburger cheese sandwich.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all
were
supposed to be talking.
I'm sorry. Let's just skip it. Is it? Okay, whatever. Funny. I have funny. Shh.
I was just gonna tell her not to do it on this one.
Oh. I don't hit. That's not my line. You ready? I showered earlier.
Stand by. No laughing here, because we're this is because this is KCPR.
Standing by.
Why don't
wheel, tomboy?
I'm new at this here.
Let's bulk and start over.
Okay.
We got this already on.
Yeah, cut. Okay, take it from the narrator's line.
Good, good. Then it's settled. We'll pay for their EG. Choke one.
My god,
let's start with laced.
Laced with sarcasm. Wait till I get off you. Laced with sarcasm.
Yeah, and we can sneak him over the back fence at the Sunrise Drive-In.
Okay.
Wait, skip this part. We're going to record it in the bathroom.
No, this isn't the same one.
This isn't it.
That's later on. Bidip, bidip, bidip.
Yes, it is. Right?
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
This isn't the one.
Trust me, it isn't.
Okay, now paint a ring on the seat in a counterclockwise direction. Oh dear, I forgot the gloves. Mother wouldn't like that. I'll have to go get them.
Wonder where Bradley was going in such a hurry. Maybe I'd better talk to Coach about putting him in as a running back. Both that sound.
I'm sorry.
Oh no, what have you done? You've ruined everything.
You think I'm in bad shape? You should see the guy in the mirror. Looks like he's got black stuff all over his mouth.
That's no guy, that's you.
That's me? Oh, I thought he looked familiar. Wait a minute, if that's me, oh no, that black stuff, ugh, am I gonna die?
No, you're not gonna die. It's that special mixture called Green 25.
What does it do?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Upon contact with the outer epidermal
layer... Cut. Let's back on page 4. Take it from where Bradley Woolworth re-enters the laboratory, bottom of page 4. I mean, everybody was just...
It couldn't possibly be that funny.
We're trying. Why don't we just take it from the top of page? There's no script noise.
There's what?
Take it from the top of page 5 so you don't have any script page.
Okay.
Well, everybody was cracking up, you know. You should see the guy.
All right.
Okay, take it from... Oh, wrong way. Take it from That's Me.
Ready?
That's me? Oh, I thought he looked familiar. Wait a minute. If that's me... Oh, no. That black stuff. Ugh. Am I gonna die?
No, you're not gonna die. It's a special mixture called Green 25.
What does it do?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Upon contact with the outer epidermal layers, it causes a darkening of it turns your skin black.
Then why don't you call it Black 25?
Because it's green. Oh, forget it.
How do I get this stuff off?
Well, you can wait 3 months for it to wear off or rub it off with Vaseline.
Where am I going to get that?
Ask some girls in the dorm. They always have that stuff around for one reason or another.
Somebody.
Not
another choke at the door.
Just a sec.
After he says no,
Over, stop. Can you want the beer bottles? Can you blink somebody?
Leave in the bag.
Where are we coming from?
Okay,
Where
did the beer... Stay from the top of the page, because I got to cut you off. So take from the top of the page.
Beer bottle start. Okay.
Say, man, what about asking where is the most unusual place that she has ever...
Ashley Trey is interrupted by the narrator, who announces that there's a knock at the door.
Say, hey, you notice we never go to the...
Say, Amy, you came to the beauty contest.
You got to cut him out.
Who's going
to
rattle beer bottles?
Well, when do you want them rattled?
Yeah, all the time.
All the whole
just
time.
Rattle. Just rattle.
Yeah, don't close it. Yeah, don't close it.
Can you juggle?
Okay, Chuck, do your line again.
Tommy Tubes and Amy step outside Cliff and Ashley's room.
Wait a minute, there wasn't supposed to be beer bottles behind the
door. I know. Yes.
excuse me. So take the okay. take the
narrator.
The narrator,
and then you'll have to shut the door. So open. Open the door.
Let's go. Bam, 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 bam.
Okay. Narrator. Okay, I'm gonna say.
We don't especially need a door here at all, really.
Yeah. Tell me shut the door. The name okay, is outside.
But they go outside.
Well, it's already open.
It's already open. They never shut it. Okay.
Yeah, so they shut it so that the rest of
the people... Wait, I hear door opens and slams
this
shut.
This is ridiculous.
It opens and slams
okay.
shut. Pretty quiet door. Well, got that? That door open and slams shut. That's
you want
two.
Me to open it and shut it at the same time?
Yeah. Well, he well, slams it shut on the way in.
Keep it open right now.
That's
open
the two.
No, she's supposed to be closed.
She's going
to
open it and then shut it.
All right.
All at once.
What's supposed to be open?
All at once.
It's supposed to be open now.
No.
No.
No, but it's going to be door closed in there anyway, so...
No. Well, it should be open.
Okay, well, then open it, and then...
and then...
okay, close it, and then have Randy take the narrator line.
Open it now, Linda.
Okay, now, as soon as what, she closes, well, Randy,
I,
do your narrator
well, why don't
line.
I say... Why don't I say they go outside the room, then she does, and then go to Tommy's line?
Why don't
okay.
we stop tapes? Fine. Stop wasting.
Okay. That's all right. Okay, I'll say my line, I'll point to
go.
You, and you'll step on my foot. All right. Just go through the line. We'll cut it later.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Well, I'll be hog-tied. What the hell is this black stuff? Lousy soap. There, that takes it off. Good old tobacco spit. It'll take the paint off a car.
Oh no, how can oral excretions from cowboys neutralize the effects of ground...
Why are we doing
over
this
to this
now?
Channel. There's nobody
we're going
to
do this in the bathroom. So
no,
why
no,
no, it's
not
background,
though.
It's not background. It's not what?
It's not
what?
What?
It's not background,
what?
But it's only for the beginning.
You
all
change that line from car to tractor, truck, or something of that.
The thing is, Randy, if we're going to record this in the bathroom, we should have bathroom sound.
Take the paint off the courier.
Randy,
what?
We should record this in the bathroom because there's he's talking in there. It's supposed to sound
you
echoey.
You
want to
set this all up in the bathroom?
Just take two microphones in there. It's
okay,
no sweat.
You want to do that?
Thing?
Sure.
No, let's
just this one scene.
Let's
do it later when everybody leaves.
One at a time.
Go change that.
Let's skip this part.
Change that right there.
Lock and open.
Quiet.
Wait a sec. We've got a door knock and then an open coming up.
Dave.
After the narrator's line.
Say pickup truck instead of car.
Yeah. Am I going to do that line again?
Yeah. From Lousy Soap.
Sure are.
Okay. Lousy soap. There, that takes it off. Good old tobacco spit. It'll take the paint off a pickup truck.
Oh, no. How can oral excretions from cowboys neutralize the effects of Green 25? I must correct this deficiency.
We take our leave now as Bradley Woolworth sets his mind to solving the pressing problem of why Aggie stuff removes Green 25 from the human flesh. Remember, though, Bruce Queen does not know this yet.
Well, howdy, Bruce.
The door isn't open. The door didn't open.
Yeah.
Did
you told me a separate channel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want this on a separate channel?
Why don't you do that?
Mm-hmm. Was I going to do that line that says, "Will Aggie?" Can I take that line over?
Yeah.
Let me take that narrator's line over, because I just remember what I was going to say.
Okay,
we're going
to go like this. Knock, and then open the door, and then after she opens the door, then you can say it. Don't say it.
When you want to close.
So let me start from the narrator. Why Aggie?
When is the door closed?
Why Aggie, Brad?
Just a few points.
Okay, close it after he walks in. Give him a line.
Let me take it from the... Hey, Chuck, let's take it from the narrator spot, because I blew that line. Why Aggie removes...
Okay.
Holy, quiet.
Okay, quiet.
Quiet.
Oh my God, Fred!
Or Vico, you're being a singer. Are you going to get transmitted through the?
Well, yeah, I know. I'm trying to.
Well,
yeah,
thanks for the public service.
Melting
bottles are coming out.
Oh, really?
Back to Quincy.
Here's
the
best.
You better drink it too. Are we going to go back to Oh My God?
Yeah, I gotta do it.
Don, watch me. I'll tell you to stop. Don't do it so loud. Back off a little.
Take it from shh, quiet. Take it from Oh My God. Shut. Quiet. Hey, quiet. Quiet.
Oh my God.
You know where you're hard
feet.
Of.
Yeah.
Sticky feet.
Try from Bruce's Oh My God again.
Whoa.
This one.
Little
twerk line.
We need to change this.
Oh, wait a minute, hold it. Thanks, I needed that.
That's
quiet. What are you doing?
Just wait.
Okay.
Hanukkah comes once in.
Why don't you guys turn your pages before you do the line and just make a point?
Okay. Yeah, it's a good idea.
You can say,
I thought that one.
Yeah, is that what you do? Okay.
I'm
going to
say hi, girlie.
Hey, isn't that cliff over there by the bulletin board? A little bit later.
Gee, Tommy, I haven't seen you with a grin like that since Wyoming De Oro when we...
Tommy, don't you think we better round up the rest
hold
of the...
Hold it. Yeah, she said it's just a grin like you. Take it from G. Tommy.
Okay, I'm trying to get in here. Well, you guys want to stand back.
Just, okay, hang on. I'm over here. We got a door in a second here, don't we?
Oh, okay. Sounds...
Yeah, a door opening.
Opening and closing?
Right after the narrator's line. Open and close.
Okay, judge's chamber. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so
stop
nervous.
A second. Our cart machine ate it again.
So I don't know what this the headphone's doing to my ear, but... Cut the tape.
Don't complain,
stop
Mark.
The tape. What is this thing doing?
Are you ready?
Why don't we take the narrator's line over again?
Are you guys ready? This is ridiculous. Can I go now?
Okay. Yeah. From where? Finally the judges?
No. Go.
Finally the judges get their act together, and the contest begins.
Hey, this faucet is leaking over here.
Are they ready? Is the tape rolling?
I don't know.
The tape is indeed rolling.
They'll roll it when we say.
Okay, a roll of fucking tape. Wait for echoes to die. Well, I'm glad you asked. Upon contact with the outer epidermal layer... Isn't there another bathroom scene someplace?
Yeah. Okay. He has to get in here and relieve himself.
Get in here.
Christ, right. Hey, your faucet's leaking.
Hey guys, here's a script. I gotta find my way. Okay, hold on. We gotta do the bathroom door. They're monitoring this across the hall in the studio, so
okay, now hold on. First thing we gotta do.
No, they are listening. No,
yes, I realize this.
Okay, now hold it. Shh. Quiet. Okay. We need. You guys need to shut up. I need to open, close door, footsteps.
What page are you on?
Page 8.
Here's page 999.
Hey, go see that. Dave, you walk into the door. You're hiding in the stall. I know, but I'm making a sound noise. He's going to do the talking.
Okay.
Don't panic. Okay, so you do the stall door, and I'll do the opening to the door here, okay?
Okay.
And I'll do the footsteps. Oh, wait a minute. Stall door opens. I don't get that. Sounds of number one being committed. Okay, I guess. The whole business. Okay. I go open door. Be quiet.
Tape's rolling, right?
Okay. Stand by for door.
Well, I'll be hogtied. What the hell is this stuff?
Hold on, you forgot my line. We'll start from
okay.
Here. Okay.
You keep the water right.
Wrap it.
Thank you.
welcome to episode number 5 of Little Orphan Amy. As you recall from last week, Clem was about to announce his deciding vote in the Acme Hall Beauty Contest. We now return to the judges' chambers.
Well, Clem, it's all up to you.
I vote for...
It slipped down off my head.
Where's the fire
glass?
You got a
fall, too.
Yeah, what are we going to drop?
You got a fall. Give him some room to fall.
Yeah, just no. Fall.
Just kind of fall.
Hey, there we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Noise.
Hello again, and welcome to episode number 5 of Little Orphan Amy.
Gosh, what a...
We're gonna take this in the bathroom.
You try
to record it.
Oh,
shit.
I'm sorry.
Take 27.
I remember when I had that same problem the other day.
Take 2. Hi, I'm Dave Hudson. When I'm in town...
I defecate to do not. I'm Leroy.
As Bruce sprints for the bathroom.
Now we don't say that. Have you got any more to do in this here? Is that it?
That's it.
Yes. As Leroy. No.
You're welcome.
Okay, yes.
But Amy is the essence of pure...
I'm sorry, take it. Ready?
Start over with butt.
Stay back a little.
Benny, back up.
Move way back.
Start over with butt. Amy is the essence of pure...
Okay. Ready?
1, 2, 3.
But Amy is the essence of purity. She is all that America stands for. Righteousness, goodness, innocence. Damn it, you think she wears white only because she bleaches her clothes?
But did Amy ever do what Bitsy did for you?
Of course not. She's as wholesome as peanuts, popcorn, apple pie, and Pat Boone.
But did she ever do what Bitsy did?
Amy isn't physical. She is spiritual. She's as good as Mary Lou. Of course, Mary Lou. Mary Lou would want you to vote for Amy. Yes, Clem, you must find it in your heart to vote for Amy.
Oh, knock it off. You guys screwed it up.
That was a good one.
I was trying to finish my song and you guys are
blessed mouth.
I was supposed to
do the whole thing all over again.
No, we don't.
I want to finish my song.
Why did I just again? Lisa knocked it off and turned it off and he could start
Bill,
again.
Say, what? She is all that America stands for, righteousness, goodness, innocence.
Well, I don't remember where I finished.
Andy!
Roll him.
Say hey, remember what Bitsy Peace did for you?
Wait a minute.
You forgot, Phyllis, you forgot to do the thing there.
Oh.
That's a good measure.
And with those words, we switch to the auditorium for the announcement of the winner. Okay, the judges have reached a decision. Let's see, the first runner-up is... Bitsy Peace!
That's men. That took every time.
Gotta wait for you.
And with those words, we switch to the auditorium for the announcement of the winner. The judges have reached a decision. Okay, the first runner-up is... Bitsy Peace! And with those words, we switch to the auditorium for the announcement of the winner. The judges have reached a decision. Okay, the first runner-up is Bitsy Peace!
That's men for you. They'll trick you every time. You can never trust a man.
Oh man, that sucks so bad. Turn off the tape.
Should I take that over? At this point in time, Dave Stern, the hall resident advisor, enters the auditorium, late because he was peeking in windows to try and find refrigerators.
You gotta cue the record anyway.
You never heard that before?
At this point in time, Dave Sturm, the hall resident advisor...
Ah, guys.
How come you're looking so pale? Wait, let's take that high guy over again. Let's,
Just take it over.
What's so funny? We'll blow you a new one.
Go!
Okay, shh. Ah.
It doesn't matter.
Bye, you awesome.
Back off the mic.
All right, guys.
How come you're looking so pale?
Guys, okay. I got it. Remember me. Everybody shut up. What are these things in my salad?
Oh, wow. Looks like ladybugs.
Remember me. I got to get back into this. Okay, everybody shut up.
Dave Sturm, your RA and Dream Date. Not necessarily in that order.
Oh, just a minute.
Yeah. The door is behind a door.
It doesn't matter. We have very thin doors and doors. Okay.